Hello.
Hello there. Am I speaking with Peter?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
30.
30 years? Okay, so between, okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, all right. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journeyman, or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or an improver?
Journeyman.
Journeyman, thank you, sir. Are you currently working at the trade?
Retired.
Retired, okay. Some of these questions are for people who still working at the trade, but help me as much as you can, please. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
None. Thank you, sir. How do you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, thank you so much. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer? All right. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Same.
Same, all right. Moving on quickly, thank you so much. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Well, I haven't worked in 12 months, but normally, yes.
Yes, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. All right. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know? Last job that you work on.
Was a school, so probably funded partially by the government, yeah.
A state government or federal, what do you think?
State.
A state, thank you, sir. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
The same.
Same, about the same. All right. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Worse.
Worse. Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns?
Careless people.
Careless people, okay. That's always a problem. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. All right. Moving on quickly. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. First activity is picketing. Have you done that in the last 12 months?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
No. Union organizing?
No.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I have not worked in 12 months.
Okay. So what would be your answer in that case?
Seldom.
Okay. The choices I have is only regularly, occasionally, or never.
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Thank you, sir. On your own experience, correct? That's what we're talking about. Changing the subjects to the war beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And the list include cable news, print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media, local news programming, or friends and neighbors. Which one would be your main source of news, sir, of the ones I just mentioned?
Local news.
That would be local TV news programming. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the second one could be cable news, print, newspapers, or online, radio, internet, or social media, or friends and neighbors.
Probably the internet.
Yeah. Okay. We're just trying to get this the sources I mentioned in order, from the one you use the most to the one you use the least. So after the mm-hmm. internet or social media, could it be cable news, newspapers, radio, or friends?
Radio.
Radio, okay. After radio, could it be cable news, newspapers, or friends and neighbors?
Cable news.
Cable news, and just one more you need to choose. Newspapers or friends?
Newspaper.
Newspaper, so the last one is going to be friends. And we can move mm-hmm. on now. Thank you so much. Which of the following issues matter the most to you right now, sir? Immigration, health care, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, education, the environment, or something else?
Say that again.
Sure. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, health care, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, education, the environment, or something else? Which one is most
jobs
important to you?
Jobs and the economy.
Yeah. That's a serious one. Yes, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you heard a lot, some, or a little about it?
Some.
Some, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. Almost done. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't
do
know.
Don't know. Okay, well, that's a fair answer. Thank you so much. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Could it be the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Who are the two options?
The two side, okay. The options that we have is, do you support the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis? Do you support them somewhat more or much more?
somewhat more.
Which one? United Artworks or GM Ford and Stellantis?
The other Ford whatever.
GM Ford and Stellantis. Do you support them somewhat
more? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please indicate if. Yes, sir.
They're asking for too much, the United Auto Workers.
I see. Okay. Very well. That's a fair opinion. Very well. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would that be a strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And the job he's done on healthcare, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
As strongly as well?
No.
Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the job Joe Biden has done on the economy, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Somewhat? Strongly, okay. And the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Strongly. The job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly. And one more. The job Joe Biden has done for support for labor unions?
Disapprove slightly.
Somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Moving on, let's start to wrapping things up. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
No, disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, sir, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Congress, okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or do you think that you will not vote?
Certain.
Certain. Thank you, sir. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Trump. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good as well. Okay, moving on. And this I need to express your opinion in a few words. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your opinion?
Well, make it easier for young people to get in the union.
Uh-huh.
To train them. Better training.
For young people to get in the union, okay? And better training,
yep.
Right? Let me,
yep.
Just give me one second. I'm entering that information.
Okay.
Okay. I think they should make it easier for young people to get in the union and provide better training. Would that be
yes.
What you want to express?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I think that does it. Let me see. Into the union. And training, let me correct that. Here we go. And just one more of those. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
Promote building with masonry.
Promote? Building with masonry.
Building with masonry, yeah.
Okay, I think It should promote, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With masonry.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, other than I'm pro-life.
Okay. Okay. So what I think they should promote building with masonry. So that's why I'm entering. Is that okay?
Yep. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Could it be email, mail, job site, union meetings, or text?
Mail.
Mail, regular mail. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Probably four or more times.
Okay.
A year.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes, wrapping things up now. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong, thank you, sir. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Peter.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your valuable time and your participation, sir. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.